some. We Three Kings of Orient Are. They are listed in your bulletin, and hopefully they'll be easy enough for you to sing along with. Father, we just ask your blessings upon us now. And Father, as we celebrate this day, we would give you praise, honor, and glory. In your holy name we pray. Amen. You can be seated for just a moment. Well, let's see. Worship Him. This is the third week in Advent. Man. Need I remind you it's 10 days till Christmas? So, Advent Journal this morning, day 15. What a blessing. Ollie Robertson is part of the church in Flint, and what a blessing she celebrates. You know, we have a wonderful opportunity, and I don't want to take away from what she said, but to think about the heritage that we have as people of God. She celebrated about how she gathered with her grandmother and remembers the time of worshiping. And in that, she talks about how one service, she was tied up in worshiping God, and she looked over at her son next to her. She had been raising her hands. She celebrated how on that day she could see her son with his hands raised. And she thought, what a generation of how that's passing on. Her son gets to see her. We talk about Mary and Joseph in history, and this morning I talked about Mary's song at 9:15. You know, you and I have a unique opportunity. Whether we worship God in this place, whether we're singing along with the songs as we're out and about, people watch us. We have a chance to impart. I love the Meditation Journal. It gives us an opportunity every day to catch in on what others are thinking about Advent. So continue to read and enjoy the Meditation Journals. Wednesday night, we have decided, a couple of us, that we're going to do mostaccioli and I think salad, right? So I'm actually going to bring a small batch of venison burger. And I'll make some venison mostaccioli. So Wednesday night, if you're here and you want some, we're going to make a small batch and I'll celebrate with you my recipe. So Beth will have, I think, the noodles, and I'll add the rest of the fixings. So, and you can taste test and tell me if you can tell the difference. But I'm going to make a small batch, and we'll have that Wednesday evening, and we'll be in here in Nahum chapter 1. So be prepared for that. We're going to have a nice dinner and fellowship together and begin Nahum chapter 1. So that's Wednesday night. The Giving Tree in the back, we're moving along. We've got about another week. We'll probably keep it going until the final week after Christmas and then celebrate that. But it's in Ridge Home School, and people are gathering back there, so continue to give for that. Candlelight Christmas Eve will be here at 6 o'clock. We're going to sing along one of the songs we're going to sing today. We will do Christmas Eve, our traditional favorite, Silent Night. It will be at 6 o'clock. I promise you, no more than an hour service and maybe even 45 minutes. We'll see how it goes. But we will also take up Christ's birthday offering. So, as in past, what we've done with Christ's birthday offering, those of you who cannot be here Christmas Eve, next Sunday morning we will celebrate Christ's birthday offering and we'll also go to Christmas Eve. And for those of you who can't make either one of those services, we'll do it the Sunday afterwards just to make sure because all the candles are lit. And we'll give you an opportunity, if you haven't done the Christ's birthday offerings, to participate. Remember, that's for the women of the Church of God, it's not for us. It goes for the ministry work of the women of the Church of God, WCW or ECW, Christian Women's Connection. I'm stuck in the past.
Women's Missionary Society.
But, hey, all we know is it's going for that work, and so that we'll do that. Let's see, BethanyChurchofGod.org. If you've missed some of the services, everything is there for your benefit, and all the activities are there. You ready? I'll turn my mic off. John will use the pulpit. Okay. Three wise men traveled from a distant country to worship Jesus. Their journey was met with a disagreeable King Herod. And through the prompting of the an angel, the wise men decided to keep the peace and return home another way.
So often in life's journey, we encounter disturbances that try to take Jesus out of the equation. It can become an uncomfortable feeling to live with. Our harmony can come to a halt when met with a disagreeable presence. We must decide to keep the peace over everything. Keep Jesus.
God encourages us to find peace every day, and can be found in Him. I have said this to you so that you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. John chapter 16, verse 33.
When we are connected to Jesus, we receive a peace that passes all other understanding. Some will question why you can remain calm in the face of chaos and calamity. It is because in the presence of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, every knee must bow.
Today, we bring glory to the King. We offer Him praise as we celebrate the peace we received at the birth of Jesus.
No longer torn, but repaired because of peace, because of Jesus.
Our world no longer broken, but repaired through God's peace.
Our families no longer divided, but whole because of the presence of peace.
All praise is due to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He is peace manifested. And today we worship. See, the home of God is among the mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be His peoples. And God Himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 through 4.
Today, we light the candle of peace, and we declare that we will keep peace in our hearts and allow the manifestation of God's glory, His truth, His justice, and His kingdom to reign in all the earth.
Stand on your comfort. Let's continue to worship. As we prepare for our time of prayer today, we want to keep the Burbage family in our prayers. We also want to keep Suzanne, who I'm sure is not feeling well. We're glad to see you, Louie. The multitude of needs amongst our church.
Oh,
That is marked out for us. God, we throw off the things that hinder us today, and we just run. God, I want to run into the arms of my Savior Jesus. I want to run the race that is marked for me. And God, I want to do it with strength and perseverance. I know the enemy doesn't like that. He'll do whatever he can to distort that, to twist it, to change it. God, today, our bodies are weak. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we stumble. Sometimes we have to go through surgery. Sometimes, God, our lenses have to be changed so that we can focus clearly on you. God, you know us every bit about us. Even though there's doubt and frustration, even though there's pain, even though there's physical ailments, my God is still stronger than every one of those things. Father, today, as we have come into your presence, I pray for the needs of our church. Father, I pray for those who are struggling, for the Burbage family. Father, there's a lot of details that are sketchy in this whole thing. And Lee is just hurting. Her sister has passed away. And Father, she feels the weight of that upon her life. I pray that you'll surround the Burbage family this morning. Oh God, in the midst of tears, in the midst of things that she doesn't understand, give her a breath of your presence. Holy Spirit, surround her now. Give her wisdom to think clearly, Father. Give her a heart that is broken to fill with your love and your presence and guide her family. I'm thankful that we can see Louie this morning. Thankful that God, whatever was going on, Father is continuing to be better. Pray for him this morning for strength, for healing on his life and Suzanne's. I continue to pray for Jonathan's cousin who is going through treatment and needs your touch. I pray for my boss, Chrissy, who's had a major accident and all bruised and banged up. Bless her, Father. Give her strength to her life. Father, I pray for those, Roxanne, who's going through some surgery this week. Father, that will just lead the surgeons and guide them. Give her strength, Father. Walk with her through the process and begin healing already, Father. Well, thank you for what you're able to do. Father, I know there's many today who celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and special days. God, today, each and every day is a blessing from you. Every time that we have a breath, Father, we can breathe, it is a blessing. It is a time of year that we need to pause and reflect on what's so important. Every moment that we have, God, is a blessing. We don't know what tomorrow promises. We don't know what our world's going to bring to us. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. But we know right now has been given to us, and it is a gift from you. I pray, God, that we recognize this gift. Whether the Lions win or lose today, whether our Wings go on to a playoff, whatever happens, God, is not within our control. What is in our control right now is to give you the very breath that we breathe and to know that this moment is a gift from you. Father, I pray for the people of God. I pray for our churches. I pray for people in Tennessee. I pray for people in Africa. I pray for people in the South and people in the North. Those in the East and the West, God, that today would be a day we recognize is a gift from you. Bless our sister churches. Bless Bethany, Father, as we break the bread of life. Father, today we will have an opportunity to celebrate your goodness and grace. And God, whatever's happened in this past week, can we leave it at the throne of grace? Can we begin anew today? Can we feel and feel your presence today? That you will bless us, that our souls may glorify you. Father, we'll thank you for all that you're doing, all that you will do, all that you're able to do. We give you the praise, the honor, and glory. Truly, it is in your holy name we pray. Father, I know there's some that I've missed in this prayer request. I think of Kathy, who is still recovering. I think of the multitudes of needs, God, that maybe I've missed someone today, God, and I ask your blessings on the needs of those that I need for help. Bless them, Father. Give them healing. Give them spiritual strength and watch over them. Well, thank you and praise you for your rich reward. In your holy name, we pray. website open up, today is not going to be really one of those preaching things. I'm hoping that you'll have your text, and we're going to celebrate a little bit. And I brought this out. You probably may not see it very well, but I'm going to give you an idea. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Jerusalem. If you look at this whole area here, Jerusalem is tucked right in the middle of it. Around Jerusalem, you have Assyria, you have a multitude of places, but Jerusalem is right there. You have the Red Sea around it, and I know you can't see it, but we're going to talk a little bit about that today, because right close to Jerusalem, just above it, is a place that we know very well. It's called Bethlehem. And as we talk about that, that's going to be critical, because around this geographical area is the center of our conversations today. This, go ahead and hold the title up, John. And amongst this is an idea of peace. Now, if you look in the current history of the world, right now, Jerusalem and this whole area is a hot spot. It's a hot mess. There's a lot of things going on, but here was the center. This was an important place for what the people of God studied. And again, I put a little note there so that you can see Jerusalem is right here. But when you think about all of the geographic area and the mountains and Manasseh, Assyria is up here, and they're going to push heavily against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. When the towns were divided, I want you to know, Jerusalem, Judah. Judah was in the south, Jerusalem was in the north. And when David came about, these were all one geographical location. When we think about the Old Testament, all of this was a land that was encompassed. There was only one time in history, and it was under David's reign, that all of this was under one king. David ruled all of this. And all of it was centralized until there came into that promised land. David brought it back together. Once they were divided, they came back together under David, but after David's reign, it all separated again. And this is important for what we're going to study today, because somehow this little area from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, which is just up above it, is a place that's important to us geographically. Now, I can't leave this out for you to see it, but I just wanted you to get a feeling and a sense of this whole area. And really, Jerusalem is like right in the middle of it. You've got mountains, and you've got all kinds of geographical locations around it. The sea, the Salt Sea, which is the Red Sea, and there's Simon, Reuben, Simeon is down here, Reuben's up here, Manasseh's up here, Ephraim, and the whole town. Well, when you think about it, this is critical to what we're going to study today. So I just wanted you to get a little sense of that before I start walking through this message. We've moved from the idea of hope and joy to a time of centered peace. Well, what is peace? Peace is something that's very difficult to find, isn't it? Sometimes in the midst of all things, there isn't peace. There's a little bit of chaos. There's a little turmoil. But this message is centered on who is peace? What do we know about peace? Who is the person that we talk about who is most responsible for bringing peace? And yet, even in his time, when he was born, there really wasn't a lot of peace. And even in his ministry, he was bringing peace, but it brought disruption, chaos to some people around him. We speak about the author of peace. We speak about the prince of peace. So let's